Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 372, Raising Active Children, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with permission from the websites. Now, today's post from Ross is about raising children to be active. And if you like this one, you'd probably like our newest podcast, Optimal Living Daily Relationships. That show covers parenting and raising kids, usually towards the end of the week, but also friendship, dating, marriage, and more. To find that podcast, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this show. And for those of you that don't have kids and are thinking of just skipping this episode, I highly recommend you don't. A lot of what Ross mentions hits home with me because if I had my choice, I wouldn't have been a very active kid, believe it or not. But more than that, you probably all know someone, a friend, family member who has kids of their own, and maybe you can share some of these tips with them. So with that, let's hear today's post as we optimize your life. Raising Active Children by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. Like many proud parents, I love to see my kids in action. Words cannot describe how great it feels to see them excel. I have coached several of my son's athletic teams already and will likely do the same for my daughter when she's old enough. They both love sports, so there's no place I'd rather be than next to them, assisting with their development. It is not uncommon for us to be in the yard playing or out at one of the local fields. Whether it is baseball, basketball, football, or soccer, there's a good chance we'll be practicing at some point. Unfortunately, we are usually the only family on the fields. We rarely need to share. Many parents either aren't making time or falsely assume that kids develop on their own. Now, before I begin my rant, I don't claim that my opinion is the universal truth. I'm not a fan of generalization, so I won't categorize all parents and kids together. I am simply sharing some of the observations that I've made as a parent and coach. I've been around plenty of kids and communicated with many parents. I've also had plenty of parents make comments to me directly about my son. Just this past weekend, one such parent made a comment to me during my son's soccer game. It's a line that I've heard many times before. I was walking my dog around the field when my son scored one of his two goals that day. As I cheered his name, a parent looked over and commented, "Oh, that's your son? He's a natural." Before I could respond, he looked away and continued what appeared to be an ongoing conversation. Rather than start what could have been a lengthy discussion, I simply said thank you and continued walking. Thinking back, however, it is unfortunate that many parents assume that a talented child is naturally gifted. I honestly don't know how much of my son's ability is natural and how much comes from what has been a lifetime of activity. My kids have never known life without exercise and sport. Since day one, they've been around pro fighters who come here to train. I still remember my son being amazed when he first saw a car in a garage. As a toddler, he thought every garage was a gym. He was puzzled why someone would park a car there. He wanted to know how they would train. That's the mentality he's been around his entire life. Before he could walk, he would lift his head up and watch me exercise next to him. 7 years later, he continues to be as eager as ever. I've never once told him to play sports or to go out and exercise. It's just something he wants to do based on what he has witnessed his entire life. He will stay outside as long as I let him. He never wants to come inside. Before school, he wants to play catch. After school, he wants to play basketball or soccer. It's never ending. He always wants to play something. My daughter is following in his footsteps. Not only does she have active parents, she's also got a big brother to follow. I see similar examples from other kids in town. The kids who advance ahead of their peers are typically the kids whose parents are out on the fields helping. Almost every successful athlete that I've seen in town has a parent who volunteers. It isn't rocket science. The greatest gift you could ever give a child is time. Undivided attention is worth more than anything. Yet while some parents volunteer, I see others who view practices and games as a break from parenting. They drop the kids off before game time and show up late to pick them up afterward. Others sit in the car the entire time. They are oblivious to what is happening on the field. Forget about paying attention to the game. They don't even know if their kids are safe. Unfortunately, the kids of these parents often lose interest in sports. There's no one to cheer them on. They have no one to help, encourage, or play with outside of practice. They are essentially on their own, and that's unfortunate. It's not a case of winning or losing a game. We're talking about children who aren't given a fair chance to win at the game of life. If you want your children to be healthy and active, it is your job to lead by example. Don't wish your children would be more active. Show them how. Set an example that they can follow. And as I make these statements, please don't misconstrue the message. I'm not suggesting that we create an army of athletes. I always told my kids that I'll support whatever they do. If my son wants to play the piano instead of baseball, I'd gladly learn alongside him. I'd simply encourage him to remain physically active by continuing to lead by example. Whatever they do, I'll be by their side assisting any way I can. I say this not only for athletics, but also academics. If you want your children to excel at anything, roll up your sleeves and show them the way. So many of the problems we face today would disappear if more parents stepped up to the plate and did their jobs. For example, childhood obesity would be all but non-existent if more parents got up and took their kids outside to play. Most kids enjoy running around and playing outside. That's how they start. The interest is there, but it is up to the parents to keep the flame burning. Naturally, different kids will migrate toward different interests and activities. Yet regardless of individual differences, all kids can share a love for physical activities and adventures. Once again, though, children tend to imitate their parents. If a parent sits on his ass and eats himself into a coma, don't expect the child to act any differently. Actions speak louder than words. It's one thing to tell a child what to do, yet entirely different to demonstrate through your own daily actions. Kids will forget what you say, but they'll always remember what you do and did. Lead from the front and show them the way. Quote, kids spell love, T-I-M-E. John Crudell. You just listened to the post titled Raising Active Children by Ross Enemite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
From birth to about age, 10 or so, kids are heavily influenced by their parents. Psychologists often say children model their parents' behavior, meaning they kind of imitate what their parents do. So Ross was on the right track, absolutely, when he says that if you want your kids to be more active, it's a great start to thinking about being more active yourselves. Now, when I was a kid, I would have much rather sit inside, watch TV, or watch the same movie over and over, like, the never-ending story for the 100th time. I would much rather be drawing or reading. I was not a big fan of running around and playing outside. I don't know why that was the case with me, but it just wasn't. But something that my parents did that I still appreciate to this day was, one, they forced me to play sports, which if they hadn't, I can only imagine what my life would have been like. And second, every Sunday they took me and my brother on a 3-mile walk. Well, they allowed us to ride our bikes, but they walked behind us. So just outside of our neighborhood, there was this 3-mile loop that we would always make, and there would be hills, there would be flat parts, and then downhill parts. And so most Sunday afternoons, my brother and I would hop on our bikes, my parents would walk behind us, and we would do this 3-mile loop together. There were, of course, days when I would have preferred to sit at home, but for the most part, I really enjoyed that time together. Now look, I still remember it some 30 years later. Now, I don't have any kids, my two cats are my kids, but I try and be a role model for my niece and nephew. And so hopefully this episode, even if you don't have kids, inspired you to think about the other kids in your life that maybe aren't yours, but that you want to be a role model for. Now, really quickly before we go, don't forget that you can hear more parenting-related posts on Optimal Living Daily Relationships. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find it, along with the rest of our shows, of course. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great week. Thank you for listening as always. Thank you for being a subscriber. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from regular contributor JC Dean. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism, from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.